Elsewhere in the world, this Saturday evening, landslides triggered by days of heavy rain killed at least 40 and buried scores more on the eastern Indonesian islands of Flores today. The chief of the Health Department's Crisis Center, Rustam Pakaya, said that authorities are battling blocked roads to deliver emergency aid and help dig for survivors. Seasonal downpours cause dozens of deadly landslides and flash floods each year across Indonesia. Staying in the region, a Vatican delegation leaves tomorrow for a one-week visit to Vietnam. The group will be guided by the Vatican's Undersecretary for Relations with States, Monsignor Pietro Parolin. The visit follows Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen's audience with Pope Benedict XVI in January last. That historic event was defined by the Holy See as a new and important step towards the normalization of bilateral relations between the states. The Vatican has also emphasized Vietnam's recent progress in promoting religious freedom and the increased collaboration between the church and state to guarantee aid to the nation's poor. The World Youth Day cross was carried to the border that separates North and South Korea yesterday in a symbolic gesture for peaceful reunification. About 100 young people carried the cross to the demilitarized zone that divides the country, where they prayed the rosary and asked for Our Lady's intercession for durable peace and union between the two halves of the Korea. In the years in between the worldwide celebration of World Youth Day, the cross is carried all around the world. It arrived in Korea this month after a tour across the continent of Africa. China's parliament, the National People's Congress, opens its annual session in Beijing on Monday. One of the issues facing politicians remains rural poverty, despite the government launching a campaign for rural development last year. Father Bernardo Cervellera, director of the Rome-based Asia News Service, told us why more action is needed.
The rural people, they are still very, very poor. Certain part of the country, the countryside, cannot use water because there is not clean water, and there are no jobs. And so there are many migrants who go to the cities to work. So most of the budget for health in China goes to city residents and to the town residents, while 20%, just 20% or less of the health budget goes to the countryside. But in the countryside lives 70% of the population. So this is the problem. This is why also many sickness starts from the Chinese countryside. Mm-hmm.